The country proclaiming the sanctions put an end to any diplomatic path for resolving tensions between the two countries. President Hassan Rouhani responding, he says here the White House is, quote, afflicted by mental retardation. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Tuesday during a visit to Jerusalem that President Donald Trump has held the door open to real negotiations and that Iran has responded with what he called deafening silence. He also says all options remain on the table if Iran exceeds the uranium enrichment limit agreed under the 2015 nuclear deal.
As we understand it from European foreign ministries, their view would be that it would be a very serious mistake for Iran to ignore those limits.
Bolton spoke at a press conference following a high-profile trilateral security summit in Jerusalem. China has high hopes for an upcoming meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, that it will help build trust and de-escalate the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The two leaders are scheduled to meet later this week at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan, their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off in May. A senior U.S. official said Monday the meeting will provide Trump the chance to get China's position on the escalating trade war. Senior U.S. officials say they are already busy buttressing the nation's defenses against foreign interference for the 2020 presidential election. Intelligence and election security officials have warned repeatedly that Russia remains intent on disrupting the upcoming elections. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged Russia Tuesday to destroy a new missile before an August deadline. That would